This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama is in the middle of a three-day, three-state bus tour of the Midwest to talk about the economy and jobs. One of the places he visited is Decorah, Iowa, in northeast Iowa. It's a tiny college town tucked amid the farmland, and it's friendly territory for the president. The economy is doing considerably better in Decorah than in the nation as a whole. And Mr. Obama carried the county by a wide margin in 2008. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne talked to people there, and he found both loyalty and frustration.
Driving into Decorah, Iowa yesterday, I stopped at a local video store to ask directions. I met 45-year-old Dave Donaldson, who works there. We made small talk about the president's visit.
That is exciting. Unfortunately, I'm not going to most likely get the chance to meet him, but it's a big deal.
Then Donaldson said he's an independent who's voted for both Presidents Bush, for Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, and President Obama. As for his feelings today...
Frustrated. From what I've seen a lot of talk and not so much action. And I did believe in the message of hope and change. I really did. In retrospect, not so much.
Donaldson says he's disappointed that the jobs picture isn't far better and says this far into his presidency, Mr. Obama should stop pointing the finger of blame at President Bush. Next stop is a sports bar in downtown Decorah. Most of the TVs in the place are tuned to ESPN, but one screen has CNN and live coverage of the president's town hall just a few miles away.
There's no reason for us to wait putting construction workers back to work all across the country.
Nobody About a dozen people are watching the president, whose speech has a tougher tone than usual. Some clap and express support for what he's saying, among them 74-year-old Joanne Jurks.
So you seem to be an Obama supporter.
Oh, yes.
Still.
Yes.
Not wavering.
Not wavering at all.
Some supporters are.
I know they are. I'm married to one that's wavering just a little.
Jurz clarifies that her husband wants to see more decisiveness from the president and more of a plan for the economy, but she stresses he is still a supporter. Jurz's 48-year-old daughter Gretchen stands next to her mom. I ask about Republican criticism that this is little more than a campaign trip.
Even if it is a campaign trip, I wouldn't say one way or another that it's encouraging to me, and that maybe is part of his intent.
I think it's kind of a campaign trip, but they're all campaigning, so why not him?
The president's event ends, and crowds start lining up along the route the motorcade is expected to take. Many just want a glimpse of the president, and certainly there are a lot of supporters here. But the local Tea Party has also staked out a spot along the street.
And draw thy good with brotherhood.
49-year-old Thomas Hansen, who raises and sells organic beef, organized the Tea Party gathering. He holds up a sign.
Sign says, Mr. President, rural American small businessman wishes to talk to you.
And that's you.
That's me. That's what he said he was on a tour for.
The president's bus suddenly turns a corner and rolls past. Among the Tea Party activists, 48-year-old Greg Moeller, a computer tech. He says it's important that the president see not just supporters when he comes to town.
Well, we're here to endeavor to represent our interests, I guess, as citizens of the United States to the president.
Meanwhile, another crowd gathered on the street in front of the Winnishek Hotel where the president stayed.
Obama! Obama! Obama!
Uba Rudolph is 68 years old and retired from Luther College, which is a major employer here. He's holding a sign of his own.
Well, it says, yes, Obama, no Tea Party.
And the other side of his sign contains the phrase, take on the naysayers. Rudolph says his only big complaint about the president is that he's not aggressive enough with Republicans in Congress. He likes the idea of this bus tour.
I watched him on CNN today, and he is coming on a little stronger, finally.
And Rudolph predicts that's something that's absolutely critical if the president hopes for a second term. Don Gagne, NPR News, Decorah, Iowa.